This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Mark and Horn!
And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
It's not so...
Talking to the singer, you're gonna go in there and you're just gonna say true things even as they're happening. Is that okay? And you're gonna kind of keep track of what the saxophone player is doing. That's true. That's your job today.
Hey guys, welcome to the show.
The singer goes in like, what's the lyrics of the song? There's 30 people in this band.
Just go with the flow, man.
What do you mean? I'm the singer. I need to know what the words are to the song. Holy
That's
shit.
True, dude.
Okay, so the song is about shipping true?
That.
Okay, what do I do?
You're on. Mike's live.
What are you talking about?
That's true, dude.
So just say things that are true? No one's giving me any notes?
That's,
this is where we start?
That's,
the price of this is crazy, that's true. Oh, I kind of get it.
Oh, hey, guys.
I get what you want.
Today we're going to try to talk about things that are true.
Yep. It's true that the show is brought to you by Patreon.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Patreon.com/dynamicbanter. And let's talk a little bit, just a little bit about how cool things are over there at Patreon.com/.
This song's about what's cool?
This song's about what's cool at /banter.patreon.
There are puppet videos, that's cool. Lots of jokes and that's cool.
That's true, dude.
And there's videos of live shows and that's cool.
Aw, lots of things to watch, like us playing with the puppets. We like to play with the puppets.
Q&As and that's cool.
1, 2, 3, sing with me. Watch some videos, Mike and Steve.
It's a live stream and that's cool.
1, 2, 3, poop and pee. It is time for you and me.
Patreon, that's cool.
On the Patreon, you can watch things like Mike and Steve doing things.
And they're doing things and that's cool.
Oh yeah, you've never seen the things that they have
done.
Over on patreon.com/dynamicbanter. That's right, make sketches and stuff with bomb bits and little things. They have done sketches from bits that they've done on the show.
Cool.
And there's things that you'd like. Maybe there's a sketch or two. Or even we call you.
That's true, dude.
We call you.
That's right. Ring, ring, I say sometimes we call you.
That's...
Cut it right,
dude,
after the drop.
How much would it cost to do that at like a fucking poppin' nightclub at 2 in the morning?
And just walk out.
How much? If you're a DJ and you know someone who DJs in that situation, how much would it cost to just film that happening where you're at one night? We'll pay that. I will pay that.
Like stopping it right after the drop?
Yeah.
And that's the end of the set?
That's the end.
And then,
no, that's the end, and then there's an awkward pause, and then like new song,
new
you
song.
Do whatever you want for the rest of the night. That's I want that
Someone's
so bad.
Someone's gonna be like, "Hey man, after the show, dude, when you turn that fuck up into like the end of the song, man, it's like no,
yeah,
that's not what I did,
dude." Somebody's either gonna be like that about it. Can you play it again to the drop and then stop it like that?
Yeah,
because this is the other possibility of what happens. Dude, all the drugs, you're just on drugs. Dude, you're just on drugs and you're feeling everything, but the music part of it is gone.
How long is that song, too? Is it like a minute and 30 before that happens? That'd be crazy.
Fuck, that'd be so funny.
You're building up a song for a minute and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then the drop happens.
And then it's gone. It's out for like a minute and a half. Yeah. There's no sound for a minute and a half.
That's like telling someone who's really high that the cops are here.
Yeah.
Because you're like, imagine all the drugs you're on, and you're like, oh, I'm about to connect with this drop and the universe at the same time. And then
Yeah.
Just kidding. What happened?
That's like being like, you could throw up here. It's cool. You could throw up here real fast.
Yeah.
No. Don't.
Yeah. Or it's like, I'm going to fucking throw up. Oh, here it comes. Oh, fuck. Nope. I guess not. Oh, here it comes. Oh, God damn it. I just want to fucking mute. We're just edging people.
Edging throw up. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Edging, throwing up.
Edging, donk. Welcome to the club where there's free things to do. Edging, throw it up.
Don't sing.
Don't.
That's true, dude.
There are three things to do with the club.
That is, see? I told you this episode was going to be about truths. Dude, we were just talking about some crazy shit happening in the world that we don't need to talk about.
Like what?
But there's just some crazy shit going on in the world that is, like, hard to not be affected by. Like, yesterday, I took a walk on the beach.
Uh-huh.
That's nice.
Because I was doom scrolling all morning.
Yeah, I've been doing it, too.
But the thing is like, okay, I understand we shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
And there's so many different things that we could be doing instead of that.
Yeah.
But I also just wanted to connect to the... what was happening in the world for just a second, you know, because it's also not okay to just ignore what's happening.
I was ignoring it.
So it's like, there's got to be this balance between like doom scrolling just enough so that it doesn't ruin your brain. So I had to, like, I was just reading horrible shit all fucking morning.
Isn't that nice?
I felt so sick.
And that's your morning that you get to have and wake up on the beach and do whatever you want with. Isn't that cool that you are doing all that scrolling?
Dude, but I'm telling you that I had to see what was happening in my part of the world for a second. And then once I learned that it was like what I was being shown was the worst things.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to just... put this phone into a bowl of water.
Yeah.
And then put it in the freezer.
Yeah.
And then go outside and just disconnect.
Yeah. Isn't that nice that in your house you got two things to look at? You got your phone and you got the window that shows you outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that movie? Don't Look Up Outside.
Don't Look Up Outside. Don't look up.
To be outside.
Outside, in quotations.
In the hood.
That's the name of the episode. Don't look
up. Don't look up while drinking your juice in the hood. Outside. That's a lot of fun.
But yeah, man, I just, you know, I just had to, it was just like real bad. It was a real bad morning of news cycle shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just was like, I can't do that. I have to, I want to tap in for a second.
Sometimes I think enough people are doing that. Somebody's doom scrolling. I don't need to do that. What are not that many people doing?
But where do you get your like news?
When I choose to, from the news app.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I chose to look at the news for a second, and it just was an atomic blast of garbage.
Sometimes you also don't get to choose to look at the news.
I know.
Sometimes it's on the feed.
Yeah. And I don't want to hear it. That's true. Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
I also don't want to hear it from people on this, like, just friends. Did you hear this?
Yeah.
Because there's always this misconstrued. Like, you never know what anyone's reading anywhere.
All my friends are dumb.
And all my friends are dumb.
And think about how many, there's the truth of what happens, then it runs through all the filters of people who want to tell you about it. And that's true.
You can't trust anybody anymore.
It's important not to trust anyone anymore.
Nope.
That's what Stone Cold Steve Austin said.
You can't even trust your own memories.
Mm-mm. That's 100% true. That's true. Everything happened different from how you thought it happened.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
That's weird. I was also thinking about, like, we were talking about time. I can't remember who I was talking about.
We were talking about that.
And, but there was, like, a specific conversation about, like, how we keep wanting to, like, go to other planets and, like, see aliens and, like, meet alien demons and stuff. Or meet demons in space.
This is from NASA, this message?
This was from NASA, yeah. This thought was it was a thought starter from NASA. And they were like, we were thinking about this. But no, we were just talking about some stupid high space shit. And we were talking about how if we wanted to get anywhere, like, beyond what we, like, you know, if we wanted to even get to Mars, it would take, like, forever.
Yeah.
It, like, takes too long to get there. And we keep thinking, like, I guess I have always thought as a kid, like, you know, they're
everything's 20 minutes.
They're going to come up with some technology.
Yeah, shoot us there and we'll be fine in our fragile human body.
Yeah, we don't need to worry about how long it takes to get 100 light years out there to see other aliens or whatever. Uh-huh. But the truth is that it's not just about the technology to get you there.
It's about the friends you make along the way.
It is about the friends you make along the way.
That's true, dude.
And it's also about the friends you left behind.
Yeah.
Because no matter how you get 100 light years away to go see an alien planet,
the lower class won't be able to afford it.
They'll never be able to afford. Oh, fuck no. They'll never be able to afford that shit. There'll have to be some contest. And make everybody else feel bad.
Mr. Beast shoots
Mr.
you in
Mr. Breast. But put you in space contest. And so no matter how you get to some other alien planet, time will always work the way time works. And so everyone that you love will be dead by the time you get to the alien planet.
Yeah, was it worth it to touch base?
Yeah, was it worth it? I always think about we've talked about Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah.
The guy leaves his whole family behind
to play
get
drums,
into a spaceship.
But his teacher's super hard on him.
What are you thinking of?
The movie you're talking about.
What movie has a teacher that's hard on someone?
Anyway, go ahead. What you're saying.
What movie is that? I just want to know what movie that is. But in Close Encounters, he leaves his whole family to go to space.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, on the one hand, I totally get that.
Bad father, kind of.
Yeah, bad father, big time.
Yeah, deadbeat dad.
Deadbeat dad. That's okay.
That's true, dude.
But I always think, like, when is it okay to be like, fuck yeah, I'm going to leave Earth and go to goddamn with these aliens somewhere?
Yeah, what are you prioritizing?
Yeah, what is it? What state of mind and family do you have to be in where
ego.
That's not bad?
Ego overtakes you.
Yeah.
You need to be fucking the guy. You need to be Mr. Holland's opus in space.
But also, like, are you denying a once in a lifetime experience that no one else will get to have potentially?
Like when your daughter walks for the first time?
Yeah, but a bunch of daughters walk for the first time all around
I've
you.
Seen daughters walk.
I've seen daughters walk for the first time. It's magical.
And then sometimes you see so much you don't give a shit.
But you're like, oh, someone's daughter walked for the first time and now she's going to do that 10 trillion more times.
But you're going to miss when your daughter moonwalks for the first time.
Okay, maybe that's a little different. Because I haven't seen a good moonwalk with my own eyes.
What if your daughter did a perfect moonwalk before she did a forward walk?
But what if you're in fucking Gleep Glurp 7 and you're drinking Plorpus?
Sparkling Plorpus.
Sparkling.
I'm a sea of Macnar.
You got ice cold. You got
describing a perfect vacation on a faraway planet is so funny.
You got blatch cold Plorpus.
Think about this. You're drinking flap cold Plorpus.
Straight from the flap.
On the seas of Macnar. Wind in your hair.
And see, that's what I'm saying. Like, to have the opportunity to experience something that no other humans will ever get to experience could be cooler than like your daughter's first steps. Because that's stuff people have seen throughout time.
In how many situations does the first one remain the best one? Because every time you're the first person to do shit, I'm sure it's amazing.
Yeah.
But it always gets way better after like years of evolution.
Yeah.
So do you want to be the first person drinking Plorpus? Or are you the person who goes up there first, drinks Plorp Tide, and gets like full body
and gets like
infection from it?
And gets Crovis.
You're going to get all crevved up there.
If you get, and you get Crovis, which there's no vaccine
for. There's no vaccine for Crovis.
There's no vaccine for Crovis. And there's nothing you can do about it, actually.
Is the title, you think?
There's no vaccine for Crovis.
Crovis 90.
That's the episode title. A lot of episode titles on this one so far. Even this one.
That's true.
This one's called episode title.
This one's called You Pick the Title. This one's called The Title is said three different times in the episode. There's going to be an episode like that eventually.
Yeah.
Where it's like, at the 3-minute mark, you're really going to love that.
Yeah.
That's the name of the episode.
We're there now, dude.
Sure. Why not? But anyway, like, so you're saying you don't want to be the, like, because I, there is
I'm
value.
Saying
what other... You're correct about the, like, adopting a thing right away. Like, sometimes you'll buy a thing that just hit the streets.
Yeah.
Like PS4 just came out.
Laserdisc.
You buy it right away, and then it's fucking like some problem. Something's fucked.
You're the first person with a new Bronco, and your brakes are all fucked up.
Right. Something happening on the assembly line that they're going to correct in like two more iterations.
So what I'm saying is, in what situation are you the first person to do the thing, and it's better than... the most evolved version of that.
Yeah, I don't know. But also, I mean, yeah, these are all the questions that I ask myself.
These are literally all the questions we have.
These are all the questions we have for you today.
Your Honor.
I think I'd go to space.
Yeah?
Not because, like, I don't care about being the first person to do it. That part doesn't interest me. Who gives a shit?
In what set of circumstances would you go to space?
I think if this current version of myself right now would go to space.
Yeah. And your family and your girl.
I know. It'd all be dead. I know.
What's more appealing about space than living the rest of your human life with your lady and your family?
Well, I guess it's just the pure curiosity. Like, it's not like I'm welcoming it. I'm saying that if it happened,
if you were sentenced to go to space,
I enjoy the life that I live currently. Yeah. Uh-huh. But if a spaceship showed up right in front of me,
you'd give it up in a heartbeat.
Come with us to Splorsh.
Yeah,
Splorsh to Saudi.
Is there like a is there like a sales pitch that goes along with that, or like literally tomorrow, a spaceship shows up and is like, you, Steve, have to come to Plorp 7.
Because we need you?
No.
But they're just saying you need to come?
Yeah.
You gotta come to Splorp 7. And there's no, like, why?
And there's like a little guy in there going like this.
He could,
like,
be little, yeah. He could be regular.
There's a little guy in there.
Yeah.
He's going,
yeah, like, you, let's go. You get in? That's better than your life with...
Man, I don't know. Maybe that is scary as shit, scary too. And, but then, like, imagining them going like, all right, brother. And then they just go, and then you never...
And then they put needles in your eyes.
You never see them again, ever.
Yeah.
And no one... I mean, maybe some close friends believe you.
That's better than... No. I'm saying... You're saying go with them.
I'm saying if I don't go... I'm going to be haunted by that for the rest of my life. Okay. And be like, what could have been? What was it? Would I have, like, brought back all of these? Would they have brought me back and I could have all of these, like, helpful things for humanity? Like, was I going to be, like, the proxy to this, like, alien-human connection?
Right, there's more questions. You need the sales pitch. But you're saying you would take that chance over living out the rest of your
life. Well, I'm saying it would be a hard decision, probably, ultimately.
What if they were like, I'm going to count to 10?
Oh, shit.
When I get to 1, no, 10, you got to decide. Hold on, when I get to 10... Okay,
I would say,
2.
Can you bring me back to this exact
3,
moment?
No questions. You got to sign by the time
questions.
We get to 10.
I'd be like, I'm out. I would be like,
that's the answer.
Yeah, because if they're like weirdly negotiate, like if there's some weird, like, we're not letting you do nothing type stuff.
There's no weird. I'm, they just plop down and they say, you got to go to Splorp 7. Yes or no?
And I'm going to say that's a huge decision that you can't just give to a human.
And they say, well, we get that.
Then you have to answer at least one question.
So now it's under your conditions that you go into super.
Yeah, because they need to understand that's a huge thing to ask a human.
Yeah.
You know, like that's a bit, that's like leave your family and friends potentially forever.
I just think in a world where like aliens come down and plop down next to you out of all the places in the world. And are like, you want to come or not? You don't really get to make the rules in that situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I guess I'm just hoping that if I...
You're hoping that the aliens have understanding.
Yeah.
Human being empathy.
Or just I would appreciate...
Some time on this.
A little time.
I'd appreciate a little space.
And if I can't have time, then I just want a question answered. If I can be brought back.
Please. I just need a little bit of outer space on this.
Okay, what if you couldn't be brought back?
Then I think I'd decline. Okay.
Yeah, you have to go and come back. But what if you come back and everybody's dead? Because of the
way
the
time works. I know.
I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want to be brought back if, like, Zoya and everyone I loved was dead. I'd be like, leave me on fucking floor 9. I don't give a shit.
Well, I think also, like, they would have to have, like, time travel technology.
And, like, can I jack off up there?
And can I jack off up there?
Is it going to ruin your environment?
Is there privacy?
Is there privacy on your planet?
Is there privacy here? Do you guys know what privacy is? What if they're all jacking off and shitting and pissing everywhere, and there's these, like, these nanobots dissolve them away? And they're just, like, puking and pissing and shitting and coming, and it just these into ether, and it's like zzz, and you're just seeing all these little
poops. If it all goes away, are you saying that's good or bad?
Well, I'm just saying, like, so they there's no privacy here.
Right. They just shit or piss or come.
And it's like, what if I want to go hide somewhere and come?
What if the nanobots don't recognize your shit, piss, and come because you're human?
That's true, dude.
We'll be right back. What if we had a The View style show?
Yeah.
And the camera craned down to the audience. And that's what we talked about, dude, for the first 10 minutes.
That's like, that's so funny. That's the best version of what this show is.
Oh, yeah.
We do it in front of like 40-year-old women, 40, 50-year-old women.
Yeah, we don't allow anyone from our audience in.
No, just like very conservative looking, like 40, 50-year-old women. Just like Burbank people.
Yeah, like literally, like, yes, the people that go to see like Leno. Or would go to see Leno.
Yeah.
Fallon.
I want that real bad. I want to do that once. Maybe we could do that.
Dude, would it need to be planned out or should it be off the cuff like the show is?
No, I think once we get everybody in the building and we get the set and everything, it should just be what the show normally is.
That's so crazy. So it's like a live show.
Cue cards of when to clap and stuff.
Yeah, and we can plan out segments.
Yeah.
We're going to have a chef come on and teach us how to cook, and it's Giuseppe.
Yeah. Yes.
And then we do a little cooking segment.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. That's true.
That's true, dude.
Hit that ad.
All right, let's do an ad, you dinkus. I forgot to pull up the ads.
It's just Squarespace.
Oh, it's just Squarespace. Damn, I didn't realize how late it was.
I know, that's why. It's gonna be a short episode.
I gotta get the fuck out of here. 31st, right? Or we did that one already. Oh, 7th has 2. It's Squarespace and Harry's. Oh, but it says waiting on script. No, just for Harry's. Harry's will have to be done later, I guess. Guys, I want to thank Leo, I want to thank Mike, I want to thank Kevin, I want to thank everybody involved in this show. Corey, Josh. Corey, Josh. Let's talk about Squarespace. Corey, Josh. Guys, Squarespace is wonderful. One of our best friends. And Mike's got a Squarespace website. Corey, Josh. And, Leah, can you go to, just type in Corey into Google and go to images and go way down beyond the celebrities and grab a couple of Corey's and then do the same thing with Josh. Grab a bunch of weird Josh's and just pop them up on this Corey, Josh. And listen, we love Squarespace here, Mike.
As much as we love Corey, Josh.
And you could have your own website about Corey, Josh. And MikeFalzone.com is a Squarespace website.
It certainly is, and it's so easy to update, and that's why I love it continually. Love it so much in the past, and they've always been there when I've had some kind of problem. Josh, which we don't normally. Corey,
Josh.
And the customer service is there 24/7 for whenever you need it. Corey. Not unlike a Corey or a Josh.
Or a Josh. And I'll tell you guys, if you need any help, there's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week customer support, which is wonderful if you ever need help. And that's any time of day, any even holidays. And how great is that? Just make your website look nice, like Mike Falzone's website or any other website that's used Squarespace to make it. And it's just a really great service. And if you want to have a professional looking website, then you got to go to Squarespace, is what I'm saying. So go to squarespace.com for that free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/banter and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com for the free trial, and when you're ready to launch, it's squarespace.com/banter to get 10% off that first purchase of a website or domain. Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you, Squarespace.
That's true, dude.
We gotta remember that Harry's one.
Harry's, Josh.
And speaking of Harry's, you know, listen, I got a big old great big bushy beard, but I gotta trim it sometimes because it gets out of control. And there's areas around my beard you gotta shave down. That's right, you. On my beard. And I only trust a certain type of blade on my face, a certain type of cream. And I'm telling you, Harry's gives me exactly what I need every time. And it delivers directly to my door, which means I don't have to go out into the world and wonder which brand do I want. It's too confusing, okay? And I don't want to deal with confusing stuff. You know what isn't confusing? Harry's. Because you get what you get, it gets delivered right to your door, and it's really good stuff. We're talking razors, German-engineered blades that they make in their own factory that stay sharp longer, and customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2. That's half of what you pay for the other big brands. So get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/Mike and Steve. New Earl alert. That's right. It's just $3 for the 5-blade razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, and the travel cover. You just go to harrys.com/Mike and Steve. We're talking highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry. No risk trials. You don't like your shave? Don't worry about it. It's on Harry's. And it's a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Get that $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/Mike and Steve. That's harrys.com/Mike and Steve. No spaces for that $3 trial set. Thanks, Harry's. And now back to the show.
Did we already do dates?
No.
Oh, well then, F.
Get in by there,
the
brother.
7th? Is this the 7th? Yeah. Oh, dude, tonight is Surrounded at the world famous Hollywood Improv.
Please
Steve
come.
Is going to be there. I'm going to be there. It's going to be awesome. It was awesome last month. Why would it not be awesome this month?
That's true.
And then on the 14th, if you're single, get your ass to the Comedy Store in the Belly Room for Human Romance on Valentine's Day. I'll hook your ass up with my comedian friend.
Corey, Josh. Corey.
And then tomorrow. No. The day after that, on the 15th, I'm doing Surrounded in Portland, Oregon.
That's true, dude.
In the Siren Theater. It's my favorite place to be. It's going to be awesome.
Corey,
we're going with Emily Browning.
Corey. Josh.
Noah Kopfer.
That's true, dude.
And subscribe to the Patreon, because we're always doing different, more fun, ambitious stuff over there.
Josh.
Check out the store, which is where this fucking flannels come from. I love this shirt. I was talking about it last week, and I wasn't wearing it, which was a stupid thing to do.
It looks so good. The back of it is so awesome. You guys are going to want this. Corey.
Yes.
Corey. Josh.
I think there's a couple people that would love the shirt.
Who? Specifically.
Corey. Josh.
Yes.
Corey.
Yes.
Josh.
Yes.
That's,
yes.
That's true, dude.
You were gonna say this is the episode we should share. You should share with your friends.
Oh yeah, you should. They're this one with your friends.
That's true, dude.
All right, this History Road is. We're doing History Road.
Yeah, you should say that.
They know what it is. They've seen this show. They know what History Roads are.
Dude, it really is like, you know when they talk about how deja vu is like a glitch in the Matrix and then things are only slightly different yeah. afterwards? That's what this feels like.
And then
like.
You don't even remember?
Yeah.
Damn.
There were never any elephants on HBO.
We got a bit submission in the DB email for DB Labs, Mike.
Okay.
From Aiden. Says, boys, longtime listener, day one Patreoner. I came across this video and the clip from 320 to 353 is so BB boy coded. I had to share.
I can't wait.
We'll be right back. I hope it gives you an enduring giggle like it gave me. Thank you both, Kevin and Kevin, for everything you share with the world. So from 320 to 353. All right.
Yeah, dude. That's a 33-second clip.
Is the first thing you would have noticed when you walked into his house. This one literally just rolls away. Whoop. Literally. Here we go. There we go. I'm going to do this till I get it. Until I get that video.
Okay, so this guy was clearly having troubles. I have no idea what the fuck that sounds.
Is this a visual thing?
I don't know.
It's someone on a home shopping network.
Yeah.
Trying to get a thing to work.
Yeah, and they just keep trying.
And it's just not working.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait. Hold on.
What? Literally. Here we go.
If it didn't have that horrible sound happening.
The buzz. I don't know if the buzz.
But
like,
there's
mutes
what are those clacking sounds?
Is that not him trying to get it to work?
There we go.
Is it right next to the microphone?
Is he selling the oldest possible thing?
He's standing completely still, so I don't know what that is.
Would've noticed when you walked into his house. This one literally just rolls away.
Oh, is he he's trying to roll the.
Literally.
I get it. He's trying to roll the screen back up.
Uh-huh.
It's one of those pull-down
yeah.
screens, and it's not rolling.
Here we go.
And he keeps pulling. All right.
There
now,
we go.
There we go.
I'm going to do this till I get it. Here we go. There we go.
I just keep bringing it back. Oh, I just want it to go forever.
Yeah.
Here
yeah.
we go.
Yeah, no here we problem.
Go. Now here we go.
Dude, I need that. I need like a too long version of that and then that music like going to commercial. And then they don't go to commercial.
What if,
and then he's back doing the thing.
Dude, what if we did that on our Live the View show?
Yeah,
it's
good.
Like, and now we have a presentation with this projector we just got.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at that. And the guy just does it live in the studio.
Yeah.
For as long as we possibly can.
And we're doing like other segments over it. We keep
or maybe
back
we're
to
just
him.
Sitting there watching him like we're waiting for him to be done.
Yeah.
And then it's like going to a commercial. And then it goes like, we'll be right back.
That
after like 3 minutes of him trying to pull it up.
Yeah. That feels like a Tim and Eric, like Eric Andre thing.
The camera move. The audience is clapping. And
yeah.
Like, come on.
There right. we go.
We did it.
This is a short boy. Sometimes you get short ones, guys. Deal with it.
You've seen short boys. They're all over the news.
That's true, dude.
Guys, thank you so much.
Oh, it is still that episode.
It is the truth episode with four different titles. Who knows which one we chose?
Damn,
but you do.
That.
You do. No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Guys,
five,
thank
six.
You so much for listening. Mike, you want to... Tonight's a Surrounded.
Tonight's a Surrounded at the world-famous Hollywood Improv Lab. Two shows. Steve's on one of them. And then on the 14th, it's Human Romance. If you're single, go ahead and cat to the world-famous Comedy Store in the Belly Room. And then the next day, on the 15th, is Surrounded in Portland, Oregon. Tickets for all that and more on Mike Falzone, which does happen to be a Squarespace website. Come on in, cat.
Please go in, cat. And thank you guys so much for listening to the show. And now I leave you with Tori Wolf.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.